You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hour number three of the Sports Hangover live at HOMA, Ellendale Country Club, just off of Highway 331. You better look for the sign. It's green. It's hidden in the shade under the trees. John Forking.
Yeah, I passed it up.
Hey, I have it on my when you ride.
So yeah, there was hey, let me ask you. Yeah. Did you smell the wings pass by, or something else caught your eye to let you know that we got wings here?
Well, I tell you what, they and the wings have gone.
Yeah, I'd say they're no longer here.
No, we did not. We did not get offered any hot wings.
No, we could have been sitting here looking at some wings.
Just saying, we could have tasted them.
I could have grabbed a couple of those wings. And
that said, it is for every hole. Every hole has a vendor, and how params.
Let's go right around each hole.
You mentioned the Hooters
food
event that you were part of.
Yes.
Larry and I broadcasted from there.
Did you?
Do you remember? It was at English Turn.
That was
We broadcasted live from there. It was one of our first Sports Hangover remotes, and we got to play.
The qualifying round was at the Bridges.
Yes.
And then, yes, I went, oh, yes, sure,
well,
sure.
I guess it was the Pro-Am day or whatever it was.
Right, right. You and Larry Holder, yes.
Correct. Yeah, we played. I remember that. It was four of us that got to play.
Got to play.
And that was interesting because our show was 10 to noon at that point.
Yes, yes,
so it was great.
God, that was back in the time, yes.
I have no idea how these golfers ever remotely make it through 18 holes because at least at that place, every hole had a beverage cart.
Yeah.
So,
the way some of them guys were playing, I could see them hitting the beverage cart.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's one of the things I was kind of just having a little, not moment, but just thinking about this when we were coming back over here. And again, we're helping support the fight against cancer here as Terrebonne General Medical Center is helping put on this event here as well. If you want more info, mbptgmc.org. is a way to go check it out. There's going to be the Part T event on Friday. We'll get Rhonda to come out here later on before the show wraps up. It's a glow golf tournament. Have you ever played glow golf?
No, I haven't heard about it, but I've never played it.
So it starts at 6:30 on Friday. You're going to have some of the top area restaurants and also live music going on, prizes, silent auctions while you get to go out on the course and play glow golf.
That would be interesting.
Easy enough.
Bad enough I can't see in the daylight.
Well,
I know I can't see in the night.
If you see
I'll just drive a beer cart.
If you see something, some sort of light just streaking in the distance, it's four. I was thinking about this during a top of the hour break. So, golf broadcast, pageantry, just prestige, just everything the way it is, Carrie. Like I just walked into the pro shop there between the top of the hour and. I mean, it like smells nice. All the article of clothing looks good. As you know,
it's
a pretty penny. No, I'm just saying. I mean, like golf is it carries itself as a little prestige.
Yeah, it ain't a cheap sport.
When we're at the TPC and we do the Zurich and I can sneak into the clubhouse. I mean, that bathroom is ridiculous.
I've been into it when they have all these golfers, their nameplates on their lockers.
That's what I'm getting at.
It's just towels.
They carry themselves with a certain manner, right? So it just got me thinking, and I'll throw this at you. Because when you compare it to some of the other major sports, it's a little different.
It is.
I would say the next sport to carry itself with the air of baseball. Baseball kind of, you watch the major leaguers now. I mean, they have their routine. They hop over the little lines, the unwritten rules that they have, on game day, how they approach the fans. It's just, when you see them, it's all a little different, right? Like, don't look at me. If you hit a home run, it better not be too celebrated. They have their own little written rule and written rules too as well, right?
That is true.
I would say after that probably is football. Basketball is so nothing like this.
They don't even care.
They take themselves seriously in terms of respect, right? Don't disrespect me if you dunk
on
me.
Go.
But you know what I'm saying? It's just so different. Like for golf, it's the sport. You speak like this and you approach it this way. There's certain kind of low-level instrumental music.
You
when
can't
you speak
clap,
about this.
You can't,
exactly right.
Can't talk.
The NFL is sort of a little rock. You have Carrie Underwood. You know, it's Sunday night and all this other stuff.
Music
NBA is all about, I mean, how you're seen and viewed. Yeah. It's all, I mean, Major League Baseball is ba-da-da, dun, 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 dun. You know, it's like the Naturals. It's magistry. But golf is... It leads the way. I mean,
it's you and your golf ball and your club, and that's it.
No, it's what you wear, how you look, the club. Because you know there are people that absolutely, based on what you play and who you play,
that's it.
They may not hit any differently than you, but they'd love to tell you to just spend $700 on a driver.
Yeah.
You're like, you did what?
I got this one over here at a Kmart. I drove you.
But it is. There is something. Why do you like the sport as much as you did? For me, I'm a baseball guy. So I grew up, I enjoy the element of it's literally every swing in every hole that is different and has to be approached. Like I could have had a great hole or a great tee shot, but the second shot stinks and now I'm in trouble. I mean, it's a mentally fatiguing game. Is that a good way to describe it?
It's a mental game. There's no doubt about it. The thing I like, it's my take is this: is I've been all over. I've seen an enormous amount of golf courses. If you go to my house, I have posters that are framed of 30, 40, 50 different golf courses, certain holes.
Nice.
Okay? That right there turns me on. I just enjoy that of looking at a beautiful golf course. And then when I step up on it and play it, now's the challenge of me beating this golf course. I want to make sure I can, you know, get the and it's competition. But I'm not competing against anybody else.
Right, you.
I want to compete against that low
it's
score.
Because
you know what? I might beat you and say, okay, I'm competing against you. But I shot an 80, you shot an 85. I'm not happy with that. I went out and shoot 72, 73, 71. I'm like, okay, I'm doing something. I shot 67. You know, the day I beat Ricky Jackson, and it was funny.
Ricky likes to play now.
I beat Ricky, Eric Martin, and Dalton Hilliard. And it went, you know, went out there one day. Ricky had me, thought he was going to get me with all his buddies.
Yeah.
I threw a little 67 on him out there.
I happened to be in around that time that they were playing one time with New Orleans East, right, where we used to live right there with Pat Swilling. I mean, a bunch of players lived out there in that
neighborhood. I lived in Eastover.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's some serious stuff. But that's what I'm saying, though. It's like it's one of those things that legitimately with the technology you have now, if you just, look, you go out there and play, you'll learn how to hit the ball and you can get there and play. And, look, by no means, and I'm being serious, like I got to the point when I first started playing, I just wanted to play with people. They want to be the guy that drags you down, right? So that's what I meant when I said I'm on the green. You guys are in already. I'm after my two putt. I'm good. Just give me another one and we'll move on.
Well, that's the thing. If you find out
I'm there to play.
If you're playing with certain people that you know, like I've played golf many times, Gus, with guys who shoot high 90s, okay, whatever it may be. That doesn't bother me because that guy has to learn how to play. He wants to learn how to play. He's out there. And he understands, like, okay, you're not shooting. What you shooting for, Gus? I'm shooting for an 8. That's just miserable.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you missed 8, now you shoot for a 9. Pick it up. Go on.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll know. And it doesn't affect me because I go do my thing. And a lot of times I'm already done before some guys are already.
Right.
And I'll sit there and wait. That doesn't bother me. Nothing. I'm not one of these guys that has to, you know, like, oh, you're out further, you got to go. No, man, you play ready golf.
Yeah.
You get through the hole. If a guy's learning how to play golf, I will never tell somebody, no, you can't play in my group if you're a 13, 14 handicap.
Yeah.
I don't believe that because they're trying to get to where I'm at. I was where they were, knocked it down to where I'm at. So I'm all for kids and guys and women or whatever playing the game, and I don't disrespect them because they're not a very good golfer.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think it'd be a lot of fun to be able to kind of just get back into it. And I will once I get a little bit more time, you know, with the little guy right now. But
you need to do it. I think you'll enjoy it.
The more we do it.
Your son, Carver, he's going to want to whack it out.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Todd's doing his best to try to get he thinks Maeve, his daughter, is going to be
start him young.
Yeah, exactly. But, look,
golf or tennis.
It's one of those sports that is fun to – it is relaxing, as ridiculous as it sounds, because you get aggravated and agitated per shot, per hole, and you do.
But once you learn it,
if you like certain sports that are challenging, I don't know how else to describe it. I mean,
it's,
why do people play sports? Because they like the challenge. I don't know how else to
describe
it.
That's the thing about this sport. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
You are competing against yourself and that ball against that course. That course says you got to make it in five. No, and I'm going to make it in four.
Big news.
Uh-oh.
Space Jam 2. Do you remember Space Jam 1?
No, Taylor was just talking about that.
Space Jam 2. LeBron James is playing the role of Michael Jordan here, you know, as the star. Space Jam 2.
God almighty.
There's only one problem, John and Taylor. He can't get anybody to play.
Taylor, say that.
The latest NBA star to turn down LeBron is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Nobody wants to play with the guy either. He will not get any good ball.
It's unbelievable. Okay, it's one thing to not go to L.A. and go play and put your career there and go. It's another to literally not play on a fantasy basketball team in a movie.
Right.
Like, nice. I want you to just think about that for a second. Like, you're going to get paid. You're going to be on the silver screen.
Right.
If you have kids, they'll get to see Dad on the movie with Bugs Bunny and all that. You can't get them to play on the movie? Like, I'm just trying. I mean, like, what are you offering them, a buck? Yeah. Like, I'm trying to understand why in the world are so many stars passing on being in the movie? Athletes want to do what? They want to be musicians or actors. Actors and musicians want to do what? Want to be athletes. That's why we see Drake at every game. I mean, it's just hilarious. Now, I saw a story out here. Malika Andrews wrote about Giannis, and she's an NBA reporter for ESPN up there. And she says, you know, Giannis, he scripts his game day down to the minute. Nap, shots, hot sauce, and a routine that's so stringent, it even means no Space Jam 2 that can happen. So I guess what he's saying is, look, I got my stuff that maybe LeBron, it wouldn't surprise me if LeBron's filming during the season. It would explain a lot as to what happened. But maybe he's doing it. Look, he's worried about the postseason. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be a reason. I mean, it is remarkable, though.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Like, I can't imagine it's very hard to go play the role at Space Jam 2. You're going to be shooting shots in the green screen pretending to talk to Daffy Duck. I mean, I can't imagine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Yosemite Sam may be trying to steal the ball from you.
I think the only thing that might be a drawback because these players are thinking, wait a second, he's going to be slamming and jamming on me. You know, going over, making me look bad.
Okay, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, some of them say, wait a second, I don't want to be out here, you know, getting slammed and jammed and looking bad.
So what you're saying is, okay.
Because, you know, it's all about LeBron.
Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports, covers basketball. Rumor, Kyrie Irving to meet with the Lakers in free agency. He's a free agent. Remember, that is going to affect the Celtics and what they are willing to offer to get Anthony Davis. Again, a lot of it has been contingent. If Kyrie stays there, they want to pair AD with Kyrie, and then you can have Jason Tatum. Look, I still think at the end of the day, the Pels are going to get something that they can build with. The draft lottery is May 14th, John, if you want to do a little watch party, see what happens. Essentially, I'm thinking maybe Vinny's.
Yeah.
You know, just go out there and watch it. It's like at 6 o'clock before an NBA playoff game. We'll see if the Pels win something or not. But I asked you what you would do on your poster board for tonight's game. Regular season. You said bye-bye Felicia.
With a big AD at the bottom.
I said thank you, Drew, because of what he said to Scott Kushner in a column that he put up yesterday from The Advocate, in that he said, John, I want to be the guy that is involved. Like, I want ownership and management to ask me my opinions. I want to help. I have thoughts, have opinions. But more importantly was the thing he said at the end, in which he said, I want to make this place the best it can be. I was talking about value. We could put value on stats, right? We were talking about DeMarcus Lawrence and Cam Jordan. We could put value on how many seats does he put in the butts, butts in the seats, right? You could put value on that. But isn't there something, and take us into locker room here, having been in many, isn't there value to a guy that can keep people together, that can be that bridge between management, ownership, and the locker room, and more importantly, wants to play for you and wants to make where he's at home.
Well, he's the guy you got to go with. If you want anything answered, you want a guy that can speak to the locker room, sometimes you'll go to a player of that nature who's one you trust and believe, and he'll go to players, and the players will trust and believe him that he won't go back to ownership and make things worse off than what it is. And you need people like that. It's hard to do it on a football team. It's hard to do it on a baseball team. You get more players. In this right. case, you got less players. So, you know, 12, 14 guys you're dealing with and a couple of coaches. So, and he's a great guy to be around. So, yes, you get guys like that that can be your front man. You need that guy to build around. And AD, you never get that with AD. AD was no leader on the basketball club. He wasn't an outspoken leader guy.
Yeah, I think that's what we've learned, right? We named
him a follower.
And we gave him the tag of franchise player, but maybe didn't encompass all the different things that franchise players we would like to have. Gus Cattingill, John Forcade with you. We're live at Allendale Country Club. Another 45 minutes to go here before Matt Moscone. And after further review, don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
The gong, an instrument used to signal the end of really long drum solos. At My Computer Career, it celebrates the beginning of a student's new life as an IT professional and completion of a student journey focused on the result, getting you out of an unrewarding job and into an IT career in as little as 4 months, even with zero IT experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free, no credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, inviting you to take a Louisiana staycation. Do you know the story of the Baroness de Pontalva? Learn how she helped design Jackson Square and the impact her life had on the French Quarter at the Cabildo now. You have a sports fan in the family? The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches is just a ticket. One of 9 museums that tell thousands of stories to feed your soul. Plan your family staycation at one of our great museums in Louisiana at louisianatravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa know-how.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover at ESPN Radio. Noah's going to follow us over on Twitter. John 4K, plenty to get into as we get closer and closer to the draft. We're going to be looking at a lot of different places. You and I both agreed. Offensive line, the more you sort of look at it and think about it, that interior trying to get depth, because I think you definitely saw when Armstead went down, when Pete went down, when Ryan Ramczyk went down, you had Unger miss practice time. I mean, everybody was missing time or practice, and I think it absolutely affected the Saints offense. So I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to, with number 62, the Saints selecting the absolute best left tackle guard combo.
I totally agree, because look at it this way. You don't have enough picks, so nothing's going to skyrocket out there and, you know, 60-something pick. You know, usually it's the top 50 that's, you know, the NFL kind of looks at, or who's the top 50 ball players out there. And after that, and like I discussed off the air, I said, there'll be some teams that will shoot for the stars and hit somebody nobody even knows about. It. What do you, why would you, so you'll see players drop and they might squeak out the, I mean, if you got guys that think about going the first round and drop to the high second round and they start dropping and dropping and dropping, then you gotta say, well, why are they dropping? Nobody's picking them. But if some reason that there's a run on certain players, other guys get left out. Now you go, you take a shot at those guys. I don't think you wasted it on a receiver. I think the Saints got enough receivers they can look at. I think they got enough receivers right now they can look at in camp on the roster. As far as DBs, they got enough of those. Maybe get one later or whatever it may be. But boy, you're in the second round. If you get the first best available player and he happens to be a good offensive lineman, you better snatch it up. Because what happened last season when the lineman got hurt the last five games of the season?
Yeah.
Look how bad the play went in the offense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So I definitely look at it from that perspective. A couple of other people are saying, well, what about receiver? Look, I still think I'd love to see what I can get with Tre'Quan Smith.
Yes.
I think he's that guy that can block. He's physical, somebody that Sean Payton does like. If you want to call it rookie wall, if you want to call it whatever, let's sort of see how that sort of went. I also do think, I don't know what we got from Cameron Merritt, but let's sort of see. Keith Kirkwood got an opportunity, took advantage of that opportunity. How does he act knowing, hey, this offseason, this OTA, this mini camp, you have a chance to show if you want to go somewhere or not. You have a chance to do that. Training camp, you have an opportunity if you want to do it or not, and see what he can do. Because he showed a guy can make some catches in traffic and didn't drop any when he was dependent on. So can I see them going there with the second round pick? I'm not putting it past them. But if I had to rank those two, I would say linemen almost in front of a receiver.
Well, let me say this. If
my nuts?
If any receiver, no, you're not. I'm gonna say if any receiver falls to 62 and it's either one of the Ole Miss receivers, you take them. If it's Brown or Metcalf, they're not going to fall that far. I'm just being funny.
Right.
That's the only way you go get. You got to get an outstanding receiver that was a number one or a high second round pick for you to snatch. Other than that, there'll probably be a lot more offensive linemen that you can go after that's probably rated second round, third round picks that are pretty good guys that'll make your ball club. How many guys you rank receiver-wise in the second round that can make your ball club that'll stand out? I think a lineman will stand out much more than a receiver. You kind of take a little bit little time with a receiver than you will with a lineman.
All right, what about quarterback? And the reason I say this is I know you have brought up a player in particular, and you take a look at some of the quarterbacks that I've seen be listed up there that either top five, top six, whatever. Will Greer is a name from West Virginia that you enjoy.
I like.
I seen, what is it, Pro Football Focus has him the third ranked quarterback. NFL Network has him ranked fifth, somewhere in and around there. Yeah. It's not a huge class of QBs this sort of year. You saw the teams that needed quarterbacks. Pretty much, John, go take care of the need in free agency, right?
Yes.
Denver went and traded for Joe Flacco. The Jacksonville Jaguars went and got Nick Foles. So for the most part, I mean, you look at the Giants would be their future, but you got rid of Odell Beckham Jr. and they pretty much said, look, we're staying with Manning right now. But you would say that's a team that maybe in the future sort of needs a QB.
Well, they got two first-round draft picks.
Right.
Probably use a second round, a 17th pick on probably a quarterback.
But my point is, could Will Greer be there in the second round? They probably would have to move up a little, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
But could you see them going quarterback at 62 or in the second round if they liked him enough? Because everyone else, I just think, may be gone before then, and no one really else stands out as the guy that maybe that could sort of go. Or do you think Sean Payton likes a quarterback that has mobility?
Well,
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, the thing is this, is you've already committed to Teddy Bridgewater.
For this year,
for this
contractually.
Year. Right, just for 1 year.
Right.
And if Will Greer falls down to 62 or, you know, if he's past 30, if he's in 30 and you think you can go up, that's your future quarterback right there. You can go ahead and get a future quarterback. You better take a shot at
him. So you like him?
I like Will Greer. I think Will Greer is going to go Somebody in the first round is going to pick Will Greer. I think he's going to go. He might go ahead of the Duke guy.
Patriots?
That was a team I was afraid of that might snatch it.
Now, again, it has to be somebody to me. And look, a lot of times I've gotten this the last couple of weeks too. Could the Saints move up and trade into the first round? It would have to be, to me, somebody that, because I'll ask it to you the way I deduced it in my head, right? You know, I talked it through myself in my head. Where's there an opening at starter right now? Running back?
For us?
Yeah, yes or no?
No.
Quarterback?
No.
Again, see, I say receiver, and who I put, I would be comfy with Traquan and Michael Thomas.
I'm happy with the receiving corps.
Okay. But I'm saying, like, immediate need when I start the game, is there a need for a starter at receiver opposite of Michael Thomas?
Well, I think there's a need for it because you want to. It's always good to have somebody you know of. But so there's no guarantee you're going to get a kid. Let's just say you draft him in the second round, a wide receiver. He might come in and be like Smith, right, not produce. And then now you've got two guys who aren't producing.
Left tackle.
Well, we got issues there, I think, in the long run. Yeah,
but he's a starter. What I'm saying, you have a starter.
And you got a left guard and a starter.
Okay, center. We're going to see if it's Nick Easton or, okay, right guard.
Was it Wolford?
Yeah, I like Wolford.
He's fine. Okay, he's fine.
Wolford.
Wolford. And then Ramchick.
Ryan Ramchick, obviously, you're fine.
He's
defense. Cam Jordan's your starter.
Yeah.
Okay, you just signed
two guys in
Edwards and Brown to be in there. Rankins, when he comes back, on Yamada. Now, Marcus Davenport is a guy that you're assuming, hoping, expecting to be your starter this year.
I think that they're fine. I think he's on pace.
You can use some depth. I mean, look, I'm just going by what they did. They tried to go get Robert Quinn.
Right.
So that tells me they want depth on that right end.
Yes. I think.
Marshawn Lattimore, starter.
No, he's fine.
Eli Apple.
He's fine.
Okay. Patrick Robinson.
He's good for the slot backup. You okay with him?
And you brought back P.J. Williams.
He's fine.
Von Bell, Marcus Williams.
They're fine in the middle.
So you get what I'm getting at? Yeah. There's need.
Right.
I have to go, which is why I think it does open it up. John, I'm Sean. I got, you know, he's talked about it. It's on his board. It's always in front of him. They have the top players overall, then the top players in each position. And I think when 62 comes up, unless, like you said, they have little asterisks to certain names, to certain players. Like if they like he said, Pat Mahomes was one of those guys that they wanted him. You know, in hindsight being 2020, you wonder if they shouldn't have just made a move by one to go get him. You just move up one spot,
Yep.
I mean, when you think about it, but again, you're not thinking about it. You're thinking of the guy Alex Smith in the playoffs. This kid's going to slide to us. We're going to get him. And he said we're going to get him. You know, if they would maybe in hindsight, make a trade, move up one spot ahead of Kansas City, get at Pat Mahomes.
Hindsight, that's not hindsight catch-up either.
But
so,
that's the thing. You just don't know what you're going to get in the draft when it happens.
You don't. You're at the mercy of everybody in front of you.
Right.
You know, and you don't have enough, you know, nights on a table to be able to you can't. How are we going to move up? You got to give a top player, your number two pick, and probably a number one.
That's what I'm getting at, because here's the thing. As much as I'd love to say as we go to break here, the era is going to continue. This likely is Drew Brees' final season. I mean, I have to approach it that way.
I think it is.
I have to approach it that way so I can make the best decisions for me. If he comes back next year and he plays great this year, it's a bonus for me. But I have to approach it as it is. So, and the reason I say that is because if that's the case, I can't continue to give away future assets for whoever my next quarterback is going to be, whether I need to draft a quarterback, whether I need to, you know, package a bunch of moves to go up, or if it is Teddy, then I need to make sure I put pieces around him for that style of offense I'm going to run, for that kind of quarterback I'm going to get, so I can't be giving away next year's first and all of that stuff. So sit at 62. If I need to move up a little bit by getting rid of one of my fives, fine. But I would be shocked if they move into the first round because
– Yeah, I don't see
– I don't – you're a team that supposedly lost by a – penalty flag.
Bad fault.
So if you think you're that good, just breathe. Yeah. Let everybody go make their moves. We'll see you come on the field.
I agree.
I mean, that's how you have to go, buddy.
I'm on the same boat as you.
John, thanks for hanging out today.
All right, man. Good time. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Taylor. Thanks for coming out. And We'll see you in a little bit. When come back, Tiffany Adams is going to join us. She's the development coordinator for MBPTGMC Cancer Center. She'll tell us more a little bit about it and how she put together this event. We'll do that next. And look at Rhonda. I think we hooked you. You want to be a radio star now, don't you? Look at you. Just want to talk. Put the headset on. We'll be back. We're live at Allendale Country Club on ESPN New Orleans.
It's the spring sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco, batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
What would happen to your business if critical files were deleted? Would your company be able to recover if struck by a disaster, a virus, or even a power outage? With our local ETEL Business Data Center's backup and recovery services, your data is safe under any condition. Our 24-hour monitoring and redundant power keeps your systems and data protected in the safest place possible. Get a quote at EATELbusiness.com.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon. Right here on ESPN 100.3.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, welcome back. We are live at Ellendale Country Club as Tiffany and Rhonda, who apparently wants her own show here, evenings on ESPN New Orleans. Rhonda Alfred, the Director of Marketing and Planning of Terrebonne
like
General Medical Center. Oh, that's fine. Well, you know what? My wife tells me to shush and let other people talk. And I'm like, I talk for a living. I do it 3 hours a day. I enjoy speaking.
That's your excuse.
That's exactly what it is. Tiffany Adams joins us as well. And you are the development coordinator. And you put this together, like the whole event?
I did. With the help of a lot of other wonderful people at Mary Bird Perkins TGMC. But I did. I think.
So how long does this kind of take to put together?
To put together? Months. Months and months and months. There are a lot of moving parts associated with any golf tournament, but especially a pro-am. When you have the pro-am component with a golf tournament, that just adds several more moving parts to it. So,
all right. So take us through the process. What do you start? I mean, how does it start? I mean, obviously you get the location, right? You get the location.
Pick a date. You secure the location, okay, which we're, you know, very privileged to be back with Ellendale Country Club here in Houma and partnered with APT, the All-Pro Tour, who is the professional circuit that is here with us for the Pro-Am. And so you secure a date, and then you begin with sponsorship. And so we were very fortunate to have Mr. Jack Clements with Quality Rental Tools of Houma come back on board. He wanted to do be the sponsor of the Pro-Am in memory of his father who lost his battle with cancer. So we were honored and privileged to be able to name the Pro-Am after his father, Mr. Frank P. Clements, Sr.
Does it take on a different meaning as well, knowing what it's for? And what I mean by that is we've all done things, whether it's a radio station or what you guys do, and put community events. I mean, and do things. But knowing for what it's for and what it goes to help. And when Rhonda was on, we talked about it. John has two family members. My uncle's battling prostate cancer. I mean, we all have somebody one way, shape, or form that's related to that. So when you know that it's tied to something like that, little extra significance in there.
It does. It does. My mother is actually a breast cancer survivor. My husband's grandmother is currently battling stage 4 breast cancer. So it hits hard at home with us. So it does. We have a vested interest in it. I'm very passionate about cancer for that reason, because it has hit close to home.
Right.
And just when you see, I'm honored and privileged to be able to work for Mary Bird Perkins, TGMC Cancer Center. And when you see the good that it does for our patients and the families in the Bayou region, it's very rewarding and very fulfilling when you can put on something like this and give back.
And the reason, Tiffany, I bring that up is because I got to imagine it helps start conversations when you're looking for sponsorships, when you're looking for food, when you're looking for people's time, people's effort, people's money to put things together, when it's something that everyone can relate to, is my point.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, like you said, cancer has affected just about everyone.
Yeah.
Whether it's a close family member, a coworker, a neighbor, a friend, you know, and so that's why it's easy, I say that, for people to want to give back.
Yeah, and, you know, and speaking with a lot of the folks from Terrebonne General Medical Center and the cancer department, I mean, just from the facility to the mobile vehicle you guys got to Rhonda, which you were talking about, and just awareness and having people get out there and making it free to be able to be screened in and around the community. It's just providing info and to where, because it is not scary. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. I hate the dentist. It has nothing to do with the dentist. It's Bippo the Hippo. I can get into the story if you'd like as well later on. But I don't. I have my mouth hurts. Great. I'll go get some scope or something, you know. It's just there's an inherent fear of going to get checked in case you do get the bad news.
Right. Right.
And yeah, the funds from today's event are going to help with getting early detection, and members of our community can get detected through our Early Bird Mobile Medical Unit. So the funds are just put to very, very good use, and they stay right here in our local community.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's very important for people to understand that all the money that we raise today and other of our events that we put on, you know, every bit of that does stay here local in the Bayou region, and it does go for early detection and prevention. And I know you've talked about it before, but patient mm-hmm. navigation services, nutritional support, and just helping, you know, those barriers that help patients, you know, overcome, you know. It's a fear whenever they get diagnosed, and if we can do anything to help them overcome any of that, take any of the burdens away from them as they go through their treatment. But at Mary Bird TGMC, we want to treat the whole patient, and that's from diagnosis through mm-hmm. treatment and then after. And so, you know, through our philanthropy department, we're able to do those things.
Rhonda, you mentioned different events that can happen. This is one. What are other different events you guys are a part of?
Well, we also have an event called Ladies Night Out, and that's going to be changing, though, a little bit this year. We're going to call it the Gala, and the Gala is going to go Gatsby. And traditionally, nice. It was a Ladies Night Out, but it's not just for ladies anymore. It's going to be a couples event. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, both will be welcome.
Little theme party.
Yes. The
Roaring
20s. Yeah, so you get to wear your Gatsby attire and come on out for a great cause, and it'll be a nice band, a theme. You can dress up. We'll sell things there to help get you in the mood for going in the Gatsby's mood. So anyway, we're looking forward to that, and that's going to be in September.
Nice. Where is that going to be?
So that'll be at the Homa Civic Center.
Nice. Is that something as well that you've been planning?
So, yes, in our spare time,
in
the spare time of golf. Well, uh-huh. You know, it's golf and Gatsby,
right.
Keeping the theme there. Uh-huh. But, yeah, so that'll be in September, and then we'll follow that up in October with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which a lot of people know is Go Pink.
Yep.
So that's when everybody starts wearing their pink stuff, or pink events will be everywhere. So we encourage people to get involved with that, and then followed up with our Tree for Life in December.
That's awesome. And I guess, as I asked Rhonda before, the website's the best place to get all this info?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we have the Pro-Am today, but on Friday at Ellendale, we're going to be having a glow-ball tournament and party. So we're going to light this golf course up and give everybody a glow-in-the-dark ball and tell them to
For those that
fun.
Haven't seen yes. it, how cool is that to sort of see just, I mean, you can see it's visible. I mean, mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are like, can you even see the ball? I'm like, it is. It's pretty visible.
Yes, I've had to explain that to quite a few people. They're like, Tiffany, really? It's at dark. I'm like, okay, come on.
Right.
But it is. It's a glow. It's a ball that is lit up. Mm-hmm. We will have neon glow sticks that'll be on six. We're going to play six holes mm-hmm. of Ellendale. There'll be a light up pin. The pin flag will be lit up with neon lights.
Right.
And so I just asked. Devin and Greg out here at Ellendale. I'm like, y'all, I cannot be in charge of setting that up because we'll have golf carts in the ponds. So they have assured me they're going to take care of that.
It's a different element, too, at dusk, right? Because, I mean, the noises of the course are going to sound differently. You have crickets. I mean, you have different sounds of it.
Right.
And just the sky just – I mean, it is. It really is a cool event if you've ever seen it or been to anything similar like that. Because the golf course takes a life of its own depending on the time of day, really, from the morning to the afternoon to the late evening. And, again, that's just speaking for me just playing golf. But it's different for an event like that in the evening and dusk.
Right, and I think so. And I've had several calls from men who have said, Tiffany, you know, my wife has just started playing golf. You know, do you think this would be a great event? And I'm like, well, yeah, but, I mean, I think she could probably play during the day, too. And they're like, no, we think the Glow Golf would be a great event for her to come out and start with. So,
right.
So we have a lot of couples that are coming out. There's, you know, a lot of businesses have inquired about getting some teams. So we're really looking forward to that. And then in the clubhouse, we'll have the party, which will be local restaurants. We'll be serving tasting-sized portions of foods. And we'll have a silent auction and a wine pool as well. So we'll be serving food and beverages that night as well.
That's going to be fantastic. So it's awesome. And, look, thanks for all the work you do, obviously. And, look, this is my first time coming out here. And it's fun. I mean, obviously, when you have weather like this, it makes it so much better. And that's what's so touch and miss with all this. I mean, we've planned events before, and if there's good weather, it's great. And if it's not, you roll with it.
But makes or breaks it.
We have been blessed today, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely good. Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your support.
Yeah, appreciate it for sure. Tiffany Adams, Development Coordinator for Mary Bird Perkins, Terrebonne General Medical Center, as well as Rhonda. And it's good. What are you writing? Ellendale Beautiful Golf Course. Yes, that's what I've been saying. It's been beautiful the entire time. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
It is. Very privileged to be out here today.
Ellendale is looking
Susan's
good.
Susan's reminding me. It is. No, it's gorgeous. I love the trees, the moss just in front of it as well. I'm kind of thinking I'd love like this little one in my backyard. I got a nice backyard. Mm-hmm. I used to have a pecan tree, and Katrina tore
just
that
right
one
size?
Down. But no, I just there's something about the moss that hangs.
Mm-hmm.
That
so just, picturesque.
It is, I mean, right? It totally adds to it, for sure.
It's beautiful out here.
Do you think they'd mind if I just kind of grab the shovel real quick? And
Well,
probably so.
Maybe you can probably definitely moss, know who to come after.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate
your
time.
Thank you.
That's for sure. We'll take a quick break, wrap things up. Matt Moscone, after further review, is up next. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Hi, welcome back. Virginia beating Texas Tech. It kind of started out like a boring game and then eventually got going and really turned into an exciting game for sure that really was fun. Went into overtime. Now, one of the individuals for Virginia was knocking down some big shots in the game and knocked down the three to go into overtime. DeAndre Butler and Jay Williams from ESPN, of course, College Game Day, had this to say about DeAndre.
DeAndre Hunter just made himself a lot of money. I mean, talk about a utility guy, a guy who's a Swiss Army knife who can score a lot of points from the outside.
OG Anunoby. But
your OG Anunoby thing is great from the Toronto Raptors. He's a lockdown defender.
Well, and as you just heard from one element right there from Jason Williams talking about how he can score in a handful of different areas and in different ways, that is going to help. And one of the reasons that I said that is because Fletcher Mackel was talking about he looked great in a Pelicans uniform and somebody that would be able to sort of do that as well. Look, I was asked earlier this morning about exactly what and why and how people should be excited about or not when it comes to the Pels draft and in the lottery, May 14th. And look, it's real simple. If the Pels somehow manage to miraculously get the pick overall number one and you get Zion, I mean, it's a whole different world, right? You hadn't even traded Anthony Davis yet. And now you're talking. If you don't get the first pick overall, but get a top four pick, guys like DeAndre Butler and other players are now all of a sudden put into play as well. Like I said, there are so many areas that's going to go into. David Grubb, Crescent City Sports, is going to join us tomorrow. And we're going to talk a little bit about the future and really where it goes. Some players that maybe fit, some players that maybe don't fit. Again, for some of the top players, just in the names. And again, right now, New Orleans ninth, right? But from 1 to 9, these are some of the names you just saw them play in the NCAA tournament. Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, R.J. Barrett, Ryu Hachimura, sorry, and he played really, really well. They have him going to the Bulls, and he's the small forward, point forward from Gonzaga, 6'8", 234. Kobe White, the point guard for North Carolina, going 5. Jarrett Culver from Texas Tech. You saw him last night in the title game. Keldon Johnson, 7th to Memphis. Again, this is just NBADraft.net mocking a draft. From Kentucky, DeAndre Hunter going 8 to Washington. And that's the player that you saw from Virginia. Jackson Hayes from Texas. They have them mocked right now to New Orleans. A power forward center, 226-11. I've seen a lot of mock drafts mock the Pels going big. And that's something I want to talk with David Grubb tomorrow about. Is it because they're looking at you don't have Anthony Davis and you need that power forward, you need that center, you need somebody like that? Again, a lot of it's going to determine who the general manager is. Who's going to be his head coach? What's your philosophy? Are you worried about being big? Are you worried about scoring? Are you worried about transition, running, things of that nature? The Golden State Warriors have won championships really with Draymond Green being the more physical presence. He's not a center. Now, I know you've had Bogut, you've had other guys, and now you got Boogie. I get that. My point is you can win, and, I mean, Houston hasn't had big men to really speak of. They've been perimeter shooters and things of that nature. So what team are you trying to build? What kind of philosophy do you want? I think, to me, determines where you go when it comes to the draft and where you come to those players. I want to score. I want somebody that can help me put some points on the board. If I can somehow get somebody that can play some defense at the same time, that'd be even better. I was asked this morning on a show if Zion Williamson is overhyped or it's underrated, you know, he's overrated, or do I think he's a sure thing in the league and all of this. Man, look, I'll say this. A guy that can play defense, a guy that can score, a guy that can lead transition buckets. I mean, he blocks three-point shots in the corner, you know? He steals the ball at the top of the key or on the wing guarding guards, and then it can hit a shot above a rim and block it. I don't know what else more you want. The guy will bring 2 million Instagram followers, which means fans to help sell your merchandise all across the country. Your highlights are going to be seen along the top of SportsCenter every night. People will be following it because of who he is. So, yeah, I absolutely think he's about as sure thing as possible when you look at it from everything else, you know? Like I said, it's one of those things that just really stands out to me that you look at the rest of the guys on this draft board, how many of those guys can sort of do that? But again, it all goes, and we'll talk with David Grubb about tomorrow, what Drew Holiday told Scott Kushner, right? That if you're going to make me the franchise or the face of the franchise or moving forward kind of the leader, then, you know, you at least got a piece that kind of starts in that direction. Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj on ESPN, tweeting earlier today that the general manager search continues for the Pels with its final candidate interviewing today. And I guess, understandably, it's the interim general manager, Danny Ferry, taking his turn today. They've already interviewed David Griffin, Larry Harris, Trajan Langdon, Garrison Rosas, and Tommy Shepard. So, Wojnarowski saying that, you know, he's interviewing for the permanent GM job. Ferry is the final interview among the several candidates. So, I would imagine out of that list of six, maybe next week you narrow it down to two, three, possibly two, and then you have a final interview, or maybe it has already made itself, you know, to where it stands out after Danny Ferry. You go, okay, I know where I'm going with this or not. I don't know. It'll be interesting, but as we said, the season ends tonight. We'll talk a lot more about that tomorrow. Pels and Warriors. Golden State's not playing anybody. Pels aren't playing anybody. If you go tonight, enjoy yourself. Just remember, you're probably going to be on TV if you say something nasty. And don't, because look forward. Look to the future of things and what it can do. And if anything, like I said, maybe I'm the half, you know, full kind of guy. But I look at it as a blessing. You know what? You might be able to get two lottery picks out of this when you didn't think of it. You might be able to get two new players, a fresh look. But more importantly, you shook, rattled, and stirred up the organization. You made the franchise wake up and understand you have to treat things differently. You have to treat it like the Saints. You have to invest in it. You have to spend money. You have to go get a basketball guy to then do basketball things. And that was probably not how it was being approached. And if he stayed and you give the guy $240 to $300 million, would have been much different. I honestly look at this and think this might be what you needed. Could be almost a Sean Payton moment. And what I mean by that is until Sean Payton, the Saints organization never were really run with somebody that looked at football the way Sean Payton did. Mickey Loomis was there, and you've had some really good GMs before that, and maybe some coaches that got you there. But Sean was the first one to say, this is how it's going to go, this is how it's going to work, and this is, and demand it from it. And I saw a tweet yesterday of they were talking about Danny Ferry and his contract that he wanted from Atlanta, which he demanded the Hawks spend, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, tens of millions of dollars in development and scouting in software and technology. Those are things that are going to be interesting, which, again, if that was demanded of the Pelicans, and I wonder if Gail Benson and, you know, Mickey Loomis and Dennis Lauscher got to sit down during this interview process and hear these guys that have been GMs or assistant GMs say, you guys don't do this, or do you guys do this, or we need this. And I wonder if they hadn't done it and they went, well, now you see why I need that one. So I think this is a positive day, to be honest with you. We'll talk more about this as always. Our thanks again to Tiffany Adams, Melanie Gilbo, and Chris Colbert for joining us to talk about the tournament. And more importantly, thanks for tuning us in. Matt Moscona up next on ESPN New Orleans.